Oh no, oh no, I'm sorry, groupies must leave the stage. You can't all have sex with Reverend Ivan Stang, I'm sorry. We are his, we're at his, we are his minions. Yes, we are his fluffers. Hi, Reverend Ivan Stang's.
You know, if I were to take you seriously, my job description would mean that I would spit in your face now.
Oh, okay.
I was accused of spitting in the face of my followers. Now, that's a quote. You spat in the face of your followers, unquote. Now, here's the thing.
Wow.
What the fuck am I or any other subgenius supposed to do with any followers? Spitting in the face is a perfectly acceptable option. Followers? No, we're not looking for finger suckers. We're looking for people who know how to look where the finger points, and we're looking for people who know how to draw. Everybody's a damn art critic, but we're looking for people who know how to draw. That sums up the church of the subgenius.
How to draw people?
No,
draw
just
flies.
How to draw flies, draw customers, or draw pictures. It's a metaphorical thing, Reverend Angry Larry. We are actually looking for people who can draw pictures. We're looking for people who can draw flies. We're looking for people who can draw money. All of those have uses within the church hierarchy.
The big thing is money.
Well, no, that's not the big thing. The big thing is slack.
Shitty.
We sell slack for money, or at least we sell the understanding or the appreciation. Yeah, that's the word. The appreciation of slack is what we're selling.
It's 11:40 at night, the night before X day.
Yeah, so we can quit selling. Anybody who is going to buy in already has or hasn't. Fuck them if they can't take a joke.
But the more shit you bought today, the more likely you are to be accepted onto the ship.
Sure, what he said.
Yes.
That's fine. The more slack you get today, the more likely you are to be drawn upon the ships. But really, that doesn't matter. You spent your $35. According to the rules, that's all you have to do. And that's about the only rule, the other one being fuck them if they can't take a joke. And I moan make Gobstown great again. That's a one-of-a-kind hat that Reverend Lee Carlton, now I can't remember his proper church name. Anyways, great guy. And thank God I forgot the giant bottle of absinthe that he mailed to us from Switzerland. Thank God in heaven and Dobbs in hell for that we forgot that giant bottle of absinthe because, oh my God, it would kill us all. We'll save it for when Dr. Howell is in our home again, safe and sound aboard our saucers. And, well, really, it's faucets of absinthe and you don't get a hangover. That's right. On your saucer, what will you get? Fountains of whatever drug you want with no negative side effects, if you like drugs. If you don't, you'll just be as high as you already were. It's great. You can. The problem is, do you have enough imagination and memory to think of all the things that you want? Because you can get them. If you don't have, if you're just so adjusted to this modern world that that's all you can really conceive of, well, your escape saucer might look just like your crappy apartment. Now, wouldn't that be a shame? Yes, it would. Well, friends, I suppose most of you don't have to worry about that because you've got pretty good imaginations despite all the pornography. You've been watching monster movies all your life, reading crazy comic books, underground comic books. The nuttiest shit you can find, acres and acres of nutty shit. It's the stuff we call Volgata. You can save all of your Volgata. Kind of bold out you want. Yeah, things are great. Things can bring slack. But even with all that, you'll find, I'll bet you, that the greatest slack of all is probably just the fact that you don't have to worry anymore. You don't have to worry about money. You don't have to worry about getting a date. You don't have to worry about somebody paying attention to you. You don't have to worry if anybody thinks you're smart. You don't have to worry if you're ugly or stupid. You don't have to worry about anything, because whatever you want, there it will be. The trick is knowing what you want. And the funny, funny, funny trick is, if you really know what you want, you might be able to get it whether the ex is handed to you or not. You might even be able to get it for yourself. Just imagine that. Reverend Ivan Stang. Thank you very much.
I would like to request Susie to come on up here and go-go dance with us.